Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I would define reclaiming as to take back what was yours. Something you possess is lost or stolen, and ultimately you triumph in finding it again. Listen to Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all the crap we love to talk about on Yield Bravs. I'm Ronnie. Over there is the handsome and talented Mr. Ben Mandelker. Hello, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Everybody, welcome to the show today. It's Summer House Day. We are on tour also, the Mounting Hysteria Tour, all across America and kind of the world. We're going to this next month, March, here. Okay, March. We're going to be in Cincinnati, Minneapolis, Toronto, Charlotte, Atlanta, Washington, Philly. And then after that, we're in Boston, Detroit, Chicago, Austin, Dallas, and Vegas. We're going to add another couple of cities to this. If you want ticket links to the shows and the calendar and all that, you're going to find that at watchwhatcrappens.com. That's also where you'll find a Patreon link to our Patreon, which is where we do video recaps like this one. Hi! And Hi. It's also where you will find our Traders recaps and other fun stuff. A lot of good premium content over there. If you don't want to pay for videos, you can get them for free a week later over on our YouTube. Just go find us on YouTube. We love it over there. Okay. So how'd you feel? How are you feeling today, Ben?
I'm feeling great. It's Thursday, which means that when we're done with this podcast, I'm going to go get a bagel, and I'm like really, really, really excited about it. And I'm going to try a new bagel place. So I'm excited about that. And, you know, Summer House, I mean, you know, like here we are. Summer House is so... You know, I love this show. I will always love this show. This girl, Lexi, she is trying me. And I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, because I am rolling my eyes so hard with this girl. And then at the same time, I think, but isn't that what we tune in for? Don't we come to these shows to have idiots make us just cringe and scowl? So I don't know. I think I'm landing on I'm feeling great. How about you?
Well, as far as Lexi goes, you know, she's kind of a ding dong, but I love a ding dong. And I've had this girl as my friend multiple times in my life, and we'll always have this kind of archetype of a girl as my friend. I just think they're so fun. Just someone who's like, I'm just going to jump in no matter what. Who cares if it hurts me? You know, they're the ones I pick up from jail usually at some point in their lives because they've gone crazy and put a brick through someone's windshield. But I mean, she's a dodo bird. I like her. The guys that are making me crazy are the two guys. For me, it's Wes and Jesse. Jesse especially is just, because I already knew Wes was such a douchebag, and we got little hints of douchebag from Jesse, but Jesse's just so grody to me. Ugh, he's just the worst, and he's the worst qualities in a man. Charm your pants off, literally, and then be like, but wait, I think we're moving a little fast. Get your dick out of me then. How about that? How about get your dick? I don't understand when it became so crazy to expect that if you're fucking someone, they're not fucking half the town, you know? And I'm saying that as a gay person. Our natural state, a lot of us, is fucking half the town. But like, if you're hooking up with someone, I don't think it's so crazy to be like, I don't want to be hooking up with you plus all of the other petri dishes that you've been sticking your penis in, sir. You know, I don't think that that's equal to asking for marriage. So that's where I am. I'm starting with some man rage, some male rage.
Yeah, I think we said last season that Jesse really was benefiting from the fact that all of his hookups happened with people who were outside the house and sort of like after hours. And we predicted that, you know, as soon as he starts going after someone that's in the house, he's going to have his douchebag season. And I think he's on his way. He's laying the foundation. He's doing the good boys thing. He's being cute and sweet and flirty. But we definitely can see that the bottom's going to fall out of this situation very soon.
Yeah. So we start with this 4th of July party, and Bailey is blowing up a balloon with confetti inside of it and then accidentally breathes some of it in. I mean, who does that? Who breathes back in balloon air? You shouldn't do that when there's not confetti in there. Stop breathing in balloon air. And then she's like, oh my God, I wasn't ready for that. And I was like, well, you would be if you'd ever hooked up with a guy in this house, because you know that's how they are. You know, they don't even give any kind of warning. You're lucky you left.
confetti splooge. This maybe explains why we don't see her really anymore for the rest of the season, we predict, because maybe she inhaled too much confetti and Bravo's like, she's a liability, legal liability, just scrap her.
She got confetti lung and had to like be.
Yeah, it's the second leading cause of death in Appalachia. So then we go to Wes in his room, and he's like hanging out with Jesse, and well, he's knocking on the bathroom door, and Jesse's like, I'm pooping. And he's like, oh, really? He's like, well, we talked. He's like, no way, dude. Whatever. There's this pooping. He's just pooping in the room.
And, you know, Wes wants a gold medal for going into someone's room and going, are you mad at me? He's like, good job, bro. He's like, well, she wasn't that mean. I mean, I think because we're like, cool. Well, I mean, not really cool, but she didn't abuse me again. I'm just a poor, poor little guy. Put a shirt on, sir. Okay, put a shirt.
Yeah.
I actually feel sorry for Wes because the internet's been so mean about his nipples. Oh, my God, are we nipple shaming? What the hell? I didn't even notice his nipples. Did
we
you?
Are. I didn't until someone sent us a hideous drawing of the like an exaggerated. Drawing. Yeah, that's. I didn't need to see that. It was just like big cartoon nipples and it was
stuff coming out of them.
It was too much. It was too visceral. Too visceral. A lot of those drawings are really intense for me. I'm not going to lie. I am just like, when I see them, I'm like, ugh. They remind me of, what was that puppet show from the 80s? It was like,
I don't know. Puppets always scared me.
Yeah, this is like the drawing form of it. It's like too much for me.
You know that puppet that puppet from like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood or whatever, where it's like the wooden, I guess they've got wooden faces. Like
yeah, they're old, like wooden.
Yeah, like the old, oh, they're just, they're so like, creepy.
Show more emotion, puppet. Show more emotion. Don't be so wooden.
Yeah.
Well, there was that puppet show from the 80s that was like political, and they always had like a puppet of like Ronald Reagan and like Margaret Thatcher and stuff. And they did like the music video. You know what? I'm going down a hole here, and I'm gonna pull myself out of it. The point is, Wes's nipples, they're a lot, especially in drawn form.
I'm actually kind of thankful because, you know, I've got a lot of body issues and stuff like that, and I don't need to go into that. But I will say, on a positive note, I've never been prouder of my nipples. I've got just little tiny baby hard nipples. They're not like
little babes.
Crazy big ones. I feel like if anybody was gonna draw me in a horrific way, it would be a lot of other things, but my nipples would be safe. So I felt good. It was like a really good episode for nipple positivity for me.
I honestly really did not pay attention to his nipples. Were people saying that like they were big, like, or long? Were they like the areolas big? Was it like,
yeah, they're just nipple shaming. I'm like, I mean, I don't know. I don't need to get into all the details. They all said different.
Like hamster-esque. Yeah.
Like hamster mom nipples. I can see that. I don't know, but it was disturbing because I'd never thought to be insecure about my nipples. I mean, with everything else I've got going on, I just never even thought about that. So I had like a long, hard look at my nipples in the mirror, and I was like, not so bad. I've got nipple pride. So that was good.
Good for you.
Thanks.
Good for you.
It's been a good
one. Well, Sierra then goes and tells Amanda that she had a conversation with Wes, and she's like, do you feel better than yesterday? Do you feel good to get it off your chest? And she's like, yeah, I just feel like I can't fucking wait to meet the person I'm supposed to be with so I can literally go and hide away on a farm. And Amanda's like, wow, maybe you've already met him at some point in your life. So I was like, okay, whatever. But then fast forward to later in the episode, there's like a moment with Sierra and Carl's like, oh, I just got a compliment from Sierra. Oh. I'm like, please don't sow the seeds that Carl has been like Sierra's Mr. Right all this time. I am just not going to co-sign this. I'm going to nip this in the bud. I am not shipping Sierra and Carl.
Yeah, they better not be. I mean, I would hope that Sierra's smarter than that, but I have watched her with Austin, Wes, and who's the other one? Luke, I guess. Well, I don't know. Do we even count Luke?
Yeah, because Luke was pre-show. That was, either way, we've seen her. She does gravitate towards fuckboys. And Carl, despite his like, oh, just like awkward, oh, he is still a fuckboy through and through. And it is very,
it's just
very
harder
scary
for him to get hard. Sarah. Yeah, he's still a fuckboy. Yeah. It's just harder for him to, you know, get it up. I would assume.
Of course, it's harder for me to get hard because I really pay attention to things that are soft.
My branding is all soft now, so our lovemaking is actually a little bit different.
I talked to my friend, I'm not allowed to get hard.
I don't want to go off brand. So Sierra's like, yeah, I just need to talk to my psychic. No, no more psychics on this show. Last time you had a psychic, they said that Lindsay fucked Luke. Remember? That was that Paige is like, oh my God, let's tell Hannah. Let's tell everybody about the psychic.
How about instead of consulting your psychic, why don't you consult your factict? And let's look at your facts, which is don't find love on this show and you'll be much better off. There you go. That's the facts.
Yeah, get some taste. How about that? So then we go to Kyle and Jesse hanging tinsel, and Paige is like, oh my God, you can't even figure out how to wrap it around the pole. Oh my God, stupid men. And Jesse's like, we know how to work a pole to Sorbo.
So then they're setting up more things. And
I'm so mad at his teeth. Why is it his teeth? It's like every time I see them, I'm like, put your fucking teeth away. He's just so tooth forward. He's like, oh yeah, we're not working tinsel. Put your fucking teeth away.
It's like a bunch of medieval knights going to battle with those shields. So Amanda's giving West a direction on how to hang something else, and she can't quite get it right. And Paige is like, oh, I love men and their little pea brains. Guys, I think whoever loses, we do the dunk tank tomorrow morning. Like, yeah. And so that's what they're going to do. And so then
Carl doesn't really have a lot going on. So basically they're using Carl to do like the Captain Obvious post, you know, where the people who just kind of describe what's going on in the house. So he's like,
what we're doing is we're like having a contest about whether the girls can make better decorations or the guys. Soft.
Oh, glad Carl's back. Y'all know what's going
on. It's for the boys. Oh. So everyone's getting ready, and now everyone's arriving, and Lexi does a shot, and she's like, oh my God, my nipples just went so hard. And then people are partying, and there's just like a lot of... It's like a lot of chaos. It's like a standard summer house scene where there's like, and everyone's like dancing and crazy. And Carl's wearing a wiener costume because he's just kind of like wild and crazy now. He's liberated because Lindsay isn't there.
And it's boys versus girls. So the boys want to win this party by dressing like hot dogs and ketchup and mustard. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because the boys are led by Kyle, and Kyle's like, you know what people want? Costumes. That's what they want. People want to see Amazon costumes in real life. And then the girls actually rented stuff. Cause you know, Paige is more about just getting caterers to do shit. So she's like, we have a snow cone machine, beer pong, and, no man nipples. So
yeah. So then Lexi and Bailey go down like a water slide or something like that, or Bailey does. And Amanda's like, oh, to be young again. I remember when I was in my 20s last year. And then Paige is like,
it was really hard. Kyle kept cheating on me. It's like, you didn't get to be a child. You had too much Kyle trauma.
Yeah, she really did not. So then Paige tells us like, this is like the first summer that I feel old. Like they feel so young and nice and like full of life. And I'm like, are you even registered to vote? Like I have like acid reflux. Like they don't even know what that is.
You know, I've always considered Paige old, which is weird. And I don't mean she looks old or anything. I mean, she's like a very pretty young lady or whatever. And she came on here super young. But I've just always thought of Paige as like a bitchy mom in the country club, like that my mom used to hang out with back in the day. And, you know, it's not the fanciest country club. It's like I'm from the El Paso country club, you know, but I just those ladies drinking Franzia in the backyard. Just one of them gets up and you talk about how fat their kid's gotten, you know, one of those. So I've always looked at her as just kind of an old country club lady. So it's interesting that she ever really identifies as young.
Yeah.
I feel like she's me. Like I hit 40 years old when I turned 12 and I stayed 40 years old for a really long time.
Excuse me, what are your pronouns? Are they she, her, they, them? Young, younger. Thank you.
My pronouns are sir, ma'am.
So now Jesse's in the kitchen with some random friends, and a girl is like, who's that girl with the thong and the shorts? And it's Lexi. They're talking about Lexi. And the girl's like, do you like her? And Jesse's like, I do like her. And they're like, oh my God, Jesse.
Oh my God, Jesse, you found a child to follow around. Congratulations. Okay, so then we meet the real cast, Lexi's fucking family. Girl.
I know. I was so glad that we finally had a Drag Race crossover moment.
This is a Texas family. This is a family I've... Oh my God. That's just, this is a thirsty family. This is a family built on thirst.
I'm like, why is Lexi's sister coming in like she's auditioning to be on RuPaul? I mean, her face was like, it was beyond beat. I mean, what is happening over here?
I think that's why I got Texas from this family, because it's just like blonde makeup, you know, lips out to here. And that girl was definitely thinking, this is my first episode on my new show, you know. And from what yes. I hear, Lexi is somewhat of an influencer, and she just works with her mom and her sister. So they're like a thing. They're like a package.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited to see what they bring, because I can guarantee you it's going to be very thirsty.
I can't even imagine life without my sister, and like with my mom too. My mom's like my best friend. And like growing up, I think a lot of people thought that because I was like a model, they thought I was better than them. So kids like weren't always nice to me. So I think that's why I'm like so close with my family, because they allow me to be myself.
It's just like so hard when you're pretty, because when you're really pretty and like a model, people are so mean to you.
I'm like, okay, Trevor Project. Okay.
It gets better, Lexi. Lexi
would. Okay. Go for it.
God. So Jesse is called over. She's like, Jesse, get your American ass over here. Because we're from Canada. So he comes over and meets the family. And Tiffany's like, hi, nice to meet you. I'm Tiffany. We know Tiffany. Girl, I knew your name before you even walked in the door. I could sense you were a Tiffany. No offense to all the Tiffanys out there. But
She's doing like Aida Totoro drag. It's wild. And so Tiffany's like,
nice to meet you.
And Jesse's like, hey, Tiffany, great to meet you. Your sister likes me.
Yeah, he likes me.
And Jesse's like, I mean, what's not to like? And Lexi's like,
wait, for who?
For you. Like, wouldn't you look at her? Look at her. Oh.
Have you ever seen such a juicy booty? And we cut around to the guest party, and Carl's like, hey, everybody, who voted for me? High fives for Soft. Oh, it was too hard of a high five. Try it again. Try it again. I'm going to have to talk about this in the kitchen later. That was traumatizing.
Anyone looking to grab a hot dog? And if you are, do you mind grabbing that hot dog a little tighter? Tighter. Put your weight on this hot dog.
So Sierra sees Carl, and she's like, oh my God, Carl, you should just like keep wearing your hair like that, because like new gel or grease or whatever you put in it. Like, I don't know. Like, I like that texture. It's like you have good hair texture. He's like, oh my God. Sierra, like, just gave me a compliment. Like, I haven't been friends with her because, like, it was so hard because I couldn't be friends with any of the girls because I was dating a terrorist. But, like, now that I'm, like, allowed to be kind to women again, it's, like, amazing that they're, like, nice to me. Shut up, Carl.
Yeah, sure. Carl, you're not friends with people because you've been awful to people for years. Don't think it's that we forgot. Fault. Yeah.
Oh, I can be nice to see. Oh, it's like amazing. I got a compliment. It really means so much. Everybody knows like I'm a little awkward, and like I kind of am like getting my feet back under me. So for like Sierra to like give me a little boost, it feels good. Like when she smiles at you, like feels good.
Why do you mean you're getting your feet back under you? How long do you need your feet back under you? What did you ever have them under you in the first place? I don't know you can have your feet back under if they weren't there in the first place. He needs to relax. Okay, this is too much. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the like kid gloves around Carl thing. You know, I applaud him for sobering up and getting his life together. But like at a certain point, you have to, you know, go out into the world. The baby fawn thing is no longer working.
Poor Carl. If he wasn't with Lindsay, he would have been friends with everybody.
So then Kyle's announcing, hey, everybody, all right, you got to vote between boys and girls. Boys, we got, like, some cool stuff. You know, we got costumes, and we got a hot DJ, all right? Frank Sinatra mix coming up next, 45-year-old DJ over here. And Lexi's like, the girls have boobs in a bar, so...
So then Amanda kicks everyone out. Like, this is Amanda's role. I think the only reason why Amanda attends parties is solely so she can get the microphone and tell everyone to go home. You know, she's like, because she doesn't enjoy these parties, but she loves saying, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here, Kyle. Like, that is what she dreams of.
She likes cosplaying as the person she wishes was at every bar that Kyle was at until 4 a.m, you know?
Yeah, this is
that's a magical
really to live out something here.
She's like, Kyle, come to bed. I'm wearing my security shirt.
And then everyone votes. And okay, and guess what? The girls win. Of course they win because it's A, girls. So girls rule, boys rule. And on top of that, the guys put on a stupid party with hot dog costumes.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Imagine this. You help your little brother land a great job abroad. But when he arrives, the job doesn't exist. Instead, he's trapped in a heavily guarded compound, forced to sit at a computer and scam innocent victims, all while armed guards stand by with shoot-to-kill orders. Scam Factory, the explosive new true crime podcast from Wondery, exposes a multi-billion dollar criminal empire operating in plain sight. Told through one family's harrowing account of sleepless nights, desperate phone calls, and dangerous rescue attempts, Scam Factory reveals a brutal truth. The only way out is to scam their way out. Follow Scam Factory on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Scam Factory early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
In the 1980s, a rosé swept the country.
Hey, Mike, I really like this white Zinfandel.
Well, good, good. Now put it down. I'm going to try another one.
White Zin became America's top-selling wine. But most don't know that this sweet drink has a sour history. What began in 1986 with counterfeit bottles...
A big fraud. A multi-million-dollar fraud.
...sent investigators chasing one of the most powerful families in the business, the Lichardis. But the closer the feds got to them, the more dangerous things became. It's a story of deceit.
At the time, I was paranoid.
Threats.
You touch my kids, I will kill you.
And murder.
With a .22 caliber bullet to the head.
What started with a scheme to mislabel wine spilled into a blood-soaked battle for succession. Welcome to Bloodvines. You can binge listen to Bloodvines exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify.
So now we go to Jesse's room, and she's taking off her shorts, and Jesse's like, oh, can I get a picture of that? Juicy booty. And then Carl's ordered pizza and wings for everybody, and Paige is in bed, of course, with Amanda and Sierra, and she's like, oh my God, what are they doing down there? Is everybody making out and falling in love? And then we cut to them, and yeah, it's pretty much that. It's a bunch of old, creepy fucking guys with all the youngest girls in the house, like, oh, wow.
Jesse and Lexi are like curled up on the sofa together, and Jesse's like, I'm not good at planning trips, but I like going on them.
Really? I want to go on like safari, like in Africa. Like, I want to learn about like...
Wait, I don't even want to know what you want to learn about, because I think the big problem is I just haven't had a girlfriend to go on safari with. And then she kisses him. I'm like, I can't.
She's like... I am kind of mad because I wanted to know the rest of her sentence.
Like, I want to go on a safari, like, in Africa, because, like, I want to learn about, like, I don't know, like, where do dogs come from? Where do cats come from? Why are they always fighting? Am I right?
I want to go on a safari in Africa because I want to find out, like, what bookmarks are like in their wild and natural habitat.
It's like, that's...
I've been to my search history, but I've never been to me.
You can just have so many tabs open when you go on safari in Africa.
Then Paige and Amanda.
How come if I talk about a product, then suddenly I'm getting ads for it all over my Facebook?
Do they have Firefoxes on safari?
So Amanda's like, they're like looking at her, at Lexi's social media. They're now they're doing the background check. And Amanda's like, she's like the hottest girl that Jesse's been with. And Paige is like, you think she dated Brooklyn Beckham and Kaya Gerber's brother? And they're like, Paige goes, good for her.
Yeah. So that's why she's dating Jesse, I guess, like the storyline, which of course is why he's doing it too. You know, I don't know how you ever trust love when you find it. on TV. I don't know how you do, but they're doing it. And I think the girl's subtext there is like, wow, she's slumming it. Like, here she is now with Jesse. Like, what happened to the Beckham? What happened to the Gerber? Come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you just have Jesse. You have Solomon. Now they're all going to go say, they're all saying goodnight. Carl hugs Bailey. Oh, I love a Bailey hug. Oh. And
it's amazing that I could hug Bailey because Lindsay's not here. Oh, fine. New lease on life.
So Lexi is back to, sorry, what'd you say?
I could finally get back on my feet. Thanks. Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt you. I hope I didn't knock you off your feet. Oh.
Normally I have to crawl to the front door to get the pizza, but today I could walk on my feet. So thank you, Bailey. Thank you for everything. Guys, you gave me.
I ordered some extra pepperoni on the pizza tonight because I'm just like finally getting back on my feet. Now that Lindsay's not here, I can order extra toppings. So thanks, Bailey. Thanks for helping me get back on my feet.
I hope nobody was expecting crispy crust because I ordered it soft. Oh,
does anyone want garlic knots? I used to never be able to eat them because they remind me of the knots I had in my stomach when I dealt with Lindsay. But now I'm finally getting back on my feet.
So then in Lexi and Jesse's room, wherever they are, she's like, you can stay. And she tells us, obviously we're like hitting it off really fast, but like my fear is not getting my heart broken. My biggest fear is like not living life to the fullest. You know what I mean? Like I'd rather dive in head first and be like, ouch, that hurt. And then it would be better than wondering like, maybe what could have happened? Like if I just gave him a chance, you know what I mean? I was like, yeah, you're young. Okay. Soon you get what we call emotional scars. Okay. And they teach you that when you touch a stove, or in this example, a flaming penis, there can be repercussions. You know what I mean? So just be careful about the stoves you're putting your hands on, young lady. Don't make me come over there with my van.
Yeah, I don't want, I think Lexi Wood, you should dive into love as soon as you find it, because you have not found it yet so far this season. Yeah, I'm just going to tell you that right now.
You're diving into a cement swimming pool with no water in it.
It's a pool that sings songs. It's terrible. Get out.
Oh, God. And still thinks they're good. To this day, is like, Wilbur Jesse Solomon, dude. Shut up. I wish he'd shut up.
Stop it. Okay, so Jesse and Lexi are in bed.
It's time for important conversations.
The foundation of all love.
I feel like my butt used to be, like, bigger.
He's like, I wouldn't know.
Like, I was literally looking at it. Like, it was like, maybe it's because it's, like, been doing so many steps. Like, it kind of disappeared, but, like, it was kind of like, what the fuck is going on? I'm literally looking at it.
Oh, it's plenty juicy. Don't worry about it. Plenty juicy.
So it's the next morning.
Carl wakes up and immediately spills water. He's like, oh, God, Lindsay must be on her way back. It's awful.
My knees are shaking. My knees are going back to the ground. Where are my feet? Where are my feet? Oh,
feeling finally getting back on my feet, and now those feet are stepping in a puddle.
So Lexi and Jesse wake up together.
Lexi.
Their couple. What would their nickname be? Their couple name. Lexi.
Jesse. It's probably gonna be Jexy.
Jexy. Yeah.
Which is very like Brexit. But I like Lexi because
Jexit.
Jexit is what I would love. I'm ready for Jexit.
All right. The episode title when they break up has to be Jexit.
Yeah. It will be.
So she's like, I'm happy you're here. And he's like, oh, you mean like in your bedroom? And she's like, no,
in the house and this bed. I've literally been looking at my butt.
So then Sierra is like, are the guys going to do the dunk tank? I feel like there needs to be some sort of edge to it. And Amanda says that they should dump the hot dog juice in the water. And Paige goes, that's diabolical.
Okay.
I'd have been like kerosene. I mean, come on. There's something more diabolical than hot dog water. Knives, razor blades. Sierra, so they come up with their grand idea. So now they're going to get the hot dog cart water and the hot dogs. They're pouring it into the dunk tank for the guys. So the guys see that they're doing it. And Carl's like, oh, the girls are pouring hot dog water into the dunk tank. Oh, hard. That is brand hard.
Oh my god. So then the girls are just like, oh my god, I feel better about this and everything, and everyone's grossed out, etc. And West is like, well, even though it's a smidge awkward, it feels like it's way less heavy with Sierra right now. So I'm going to find Windows to be normal, and I'm not going to try hard, but I'm not going to be here. I'm not here to be like best friends and be annoying. But like, if two ex-engaged lovers can be in the house together, then Sierra and I could be in the house together too. You know, I'm like, oh, shut up. Just get in the dunk tank.
Still doing is like, oh, she's just so mean to me. Surely we can work it out. Biting my lip. Well, I wanted to invite everybody. I'm throwing a party, okay? I'm DJing, you guys.
Well, you didn't tell me about it, Kyle. All right, everybody, you can't stay here, but you have to go home.
Come on, Amanda. This is in the morning. Still, though.
Also, I want to invite this other guy to the house who's going to maybe come out here this summer. His name is Imrul.
What's his name?
Imrul. How tall is he? Does he have his feet back under him? I need more information.
Are you jealous that there's another man coming to the house? Oh my god.
And Jesse's like, I'm just curious. How are his teeth?
What are you going to vote him out already?
So now it's time to dunk the man in the hot dog tank. It's just wacky. It's just some wackiness.
I mean, they all get dunked into this hot dog juice. There's like a little window in the dunk tank so you can see people underwater as they're dunked. And seeing those hot dogs swirl around in that window was pretty visceral. Like that was up there with that Wes nipple drawing for me. They were just like floating around like little hot dog fish. It was unpleasant.
Yeah, I didn't watch this because it was like a, you know, it's like a fun and games. We're going to a dunk tank. I was like, I'm going to Instagram. Bye.
Yeah, it did last 45 minutes. So I understand.
I felt like it was a while. So then they're going back home and Paige hugs Amanda. Carl's like, you know, you're going in the same car, right? So you don't need to hug. She's like, shut up, hot dog man. So now it's a city. Finally, we're back in the city. I kind of have been missing this when they're in the city. I love those.
Yeah, because we're three episodes in and we've been on the same weekend this entire time. It's only been one weekend. So all this stuff with Jesse and Lexi has only taken place over 2 days. So Lindsay walks into a maternity store and she's like, this lady is like, hi, you look so cute. I love your bump out, which is so nice of this woman. But you know, she says this to anyone who walks into her store. Like, you're contractually obligated to say that to anyone who walks into the store.
What does that mean? What she just means that she has her bump out. Like, I love that you have your bump out.
I know, but like, how many times? Like, could you imagine this woman saying like, "Oh, you have your bump out." Like, of course she's gonna. You're a maternity store. You'd be like, "I look at that bump. I can't look, Charlene." A lady with a bump came in. I cannot believe it.
It is so nice, honey, to see people not hiding their bumps these days. Gosh, look at her bump out.
Well, you came to the right place for that bump, a maternity store. It's like, lady, stop being so surprised that a lady with a bump came into your store. You're a maternity store.
Sorry, mid-show critique. Can we please stop saying the word bump? It's been like a really rough few years for me.
Finally got my feet on.
So then Lindsay debuts her new line that she says for the rest of the episode.
Yeah, the bump is like really bumping this week.
Paige is debuting her new thing, the I'm friends with Lindsay now. For no real understandable reason, except that we're probably getting a spinoff soon. But all right, let's talk about it.
There's a reason, because if you think about it, like, there's probably like a 75% chance that Lindsay's going to give birth to like either a xenomorph or a devil. And I don't want her sending it towards me. So I'm going to be nice now. I'm putting in the cred right now.
I'm just going to be nice to her so that the mother of the Babadook tells the Babadook to be nice to me. I like my sleep.
We need to aim this monster towards the person who really deserves it, Danielle. Thank God she's out of my life.
Wow, speaking of Babadook. So she's like, yeah, when Lindsay finally said the word she's pregnant, suddenly I liked her. Like, it was crazy. I don't really understand why, but I was like, wow, she's my friend, my very old friend, and she's having a baby. I'm just going to be there to lean on. Well, not me, but I'll hand her a stick or something to lean on because she'll need it because she has a baby and she's old, very, very old. It's geriatric pregnancy, so
it's It's truly an honor to be helping someone in their 80s give birth. So I am going to accept this responsibility.
It's really important that she has someone to make sure, I don't know, she's not eating sushi, drinking Drano, walking out in front of buses. What are you thinking about? Different ways you could die, mother of a Baba Duke. Sorry, we're friends.
Given Lindsay's advanced age, I know that now that she's pregnant, she's going to need someone to help her understand how to send text messages and answer the question, what's the difference between a text message and an email? So I'm happy to be that person.
Lindsay, I'm just here to support you and to tell you that, no, a Nigerian prince is really not trying to give you $1 million if you just give him your social security number.
Lindsay, now that you're pregnant, I am here to help you set up your Apple TV every 6 weeks.
So they're talking about freezing eggs. Paige asks her if she's happy that she froze her eggs. And Lindsay's like, 100%. And I hope that they end up being an insurance policy. But like, I really think every woman should freeze their eggs. And Paige is like, yeah, did you know that Craig froze his sperm? And Lindsay just looks at him like, oh my God, I dated Carl for years. And still, I think Craig's an idiot. Like, wow.
We see the clip of Craig saying, I saw something where someone got into a car accident and they were infertile afterwards. They crashed into an X-ray. So
they walked backwards for the rest of their life. So that's why me and Paige decided to freeze my sperm. Craig is such a liar. Paige did not decide to freeze your sperm. Why do you have to lie with everything that you say?
I love Lindsay's like, does he know that he is not up against an actual biological clock? Paige is correct. Correct.
It's funny because Lindsay goes, he does know that .. Paige goes, probably not. I don't even know what you're going to say.
I don't know what you're going to say. 1,000%. He just really is
really stupid.
He's traumatized by Peter Pan. So Paige is like, correct. I said to him, I should probably freeze my eggs. And he was like, okay, so should I freeze my sperm? So if you'd like to laugh right now, I give you permission.
But was it like sperm depleted? She goes, no, his sperm's fine. If anything, it was above average. I mean, they said it's the first spermatozoa we've ever seen stabbing walls. So that's something.
Craig has been ready for a family and for me to move into his home since literally, I think, the day he texted me. But I have, like, worked for this exact moment in my career for 10 plus years, which is, of course, to be on a national platform and telling everyone how stupid my boyfriend is. I have dreamed of this moment and he can't take it away from me.
I was paid last year to pretend that I would walk into an Old Navy. Now is not quitting time.
This fall, my podcast Giggly Squad is going on a 60-city tour. Which, what? How are they doing 60
that's
cities?
That's crazy. Well, they sold out crazy. Radio City twice in a row.
I know. Good for them. Yeah. I don't know why I have this irrational feeling. I'm like stammering squad. I don't know. I had this irrational feeling like there are babies. I don't know why. I think it's because we saw them and on Summer House. And no one cared about Summer House back then. And we saw them become more popular and they created their podcast and then they just sort of grew it. And I don't know why there's no reason. This is a parasocial thing, but I feel like Giggly Squad is our little child. I'm taking ownership of Giggly Squad.
Yeah, we had nothing to do with that.
We had nothing to do with it. But I feel like
a lot of good kids have nothing to do with where they come from anyway. But that has not. We literally have nothing to do with that.
Giggly Squad presented by Watford Crappins.
Yeah. But it's cool to see that people grow that much. That's nuts. So then and also just like Bravo people reaching that level of success, you know, like whatever. And I don't know. I know it's not like hundreds of millions of dollars like Bethany level, but even Bethany's one of the most obnoxious people on the planet. But that was so crazy when she did that, because just as a Bravo fan, you're like, oh my God, people that I watch on TV just did so well, you know, because so much of Bravo is just watching people crash and burn. It's like you start with somewhat healthy people and then you just watch them. It's like the long road to how do they end up in prison, you know? Yeah. And so to see people successful, it's like, oh my God, they're new. There's hope in the world.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, she's basically like, my career is hotter than it's ever been before. And I'm not just going to like turn that all away just to settle down and be in with Craig having just a baby.
Fucking
in.
Craig babies. No thanks. Yeah. So they're talking about, and we knew that this was going to happen with Lindsay, right? And we generally like Lindsay, I think, but we knew that Lindsay's going to be the most fucking obnoxious pregnant person in the world, which here she goes. She's like, oh my God, we're picking out dresses for my gender reveal, Barney. Oh my God. Let me tell you the gender right now of that child. Not interested. Okay.
Yeah.
That child is going to come out and be like, why? Is this a sick fucking joke? Lindsay's going to be stamping him with hashtags. Or her.
Here, guess what, Ronnie? Right now, we're going to have an enthusiasm reveal about how I feel about gender reveals. And I'm listening to this garbage pail. And oh my God, not enthused at all. I can't believe it. The streak continues. Wow. What a great enthusiasm reveal.
I've peed on a stick and found out the gender of your baby. Do not care. Do not fucking care. Okay.
Just send me a link to the registry and tell me what color.
Oh my God, I just found out what you're having, Lindsay. Another polluter.
So she's, Paige wants Lindsay to have a girl. And Lindsay's like, you know what I was like thinking about? Like, either way, boy or girl, this is my opportunity to break a cycle. No, Lindsay, like, Pelotons are really good. Like, you really shouldn't break it. No, like, an emotional cycle, like, doing things like that my mom didn't do that, like, should have been done. So she wants to, you know, she has huge abandonment issues and she's hoping that she can be there for her child in a way that her mom wasn't there for her, which is good.
Yeah, I think that everybody who has a child deserves their own way to fuck up their child. They shouldn't be like stuck on the way that they were fucked up as a child. They shouldn't like have new, fun, creative ways to torture their children.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I look exactly. at a lot of stuff within my family and I'm like, well, okay, like I have this issue with my parent because my parent was horrible in my mind. But then you get older and you're like, no, they were actually a good parent. They were just fucked up because they had trauma from their parent. And then their parent, like my meemaw, was fucked up because she had trauma from her parents. I mean, you should have heard her stories. And I'm like, it's just this cycle. You know, I finally got the word cycle and I'm like, this cycle's just so boring. It's all the same shit. So I broke my cycle and now I'm traumatizing everybody else with new psychological terror. Mm. Like, why rely on meemaw shit? That shit's outdated.
Mm.
New traumas, yeah. Fresh traumas, everybody.
I know, but the sad part about trauma and cycles is that we think we're breaking the cycle, but if you've ever seen 12 Monkeys, you're just contributing. The cycle continues.
I want to see 12 Monkeys. I'm going on safari.
I wish I had a girlfriend to take me to see 12 Monkeys. So Lindsay is going to break the cycle. And we see a conversation from her from 8 years ago talking to her mom. She's like, well, the phone goes both ways. So then...
I like that. I forgot that happened when Lindsay finally called her mom. And she's like, hi, mom. It's nice to talk to you. And her mom's like, well, you could call me.
The phone goes two ways.
Because, you know, that meant the mom had her own thing where she's like, my daughter never speaks to me and hates me and won't forgive me for things that happened as a child, you know?
Yeah.
God, I love it. It's trauma everywhere.
Cycles.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
At 24, I lost my narrative, or rather it was stolen from me. And the Monica Lewinsky that my friends and family knew was usurped by false narratives, callous jokes, and politics. I would define reclaiming as to take back what was yours. Something you possess is lost or stolen, and ultimately you triumph in finding it again. So I think listeners can expect me to be chatting with folks, both recognizable and unrecognizable names, about the way that people have navigated roads to triumph. My hope is that people will finish an episode of Reclaiming and feel like they filled their tank up. They connected with the people that I'm talking to and leave with maybe some nuggets that help them feel a little more hopeful. Follow Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Reclaiming early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
So anyway, now we go to Lexi and Jesse meeting up at the Bar Lawn Club, which is kind of like a douchey version of Dave and Buster's, kind of. It's like, it seems like it's a Dave and Buster's made for Manhattan people who work in like mixed media or something. So Jesse's like, oh, you look pretty. Are you a model?
No.
You all learn some games?
Yeah. I actually like literally have always wanted to come here. Like I was literally looking at my ass and I was literally like, can I ever go to the Bar Lawn Club? Oh my God. And now I'm here.
He's like, well, I have a question. Like, she's hot and she can walk down a runway. She's got a juicy booty, but she can she shoot a basketball into a trash can? Yeah, let's see. And so she shoots a basketball and misses. And guess what she does when she misses? She goes, I was like, oh my God.
And then we watch them. We then watch like 5 minutes of them trying to shoot baskets and they're both missing for 5 minutes straight and they can't do cornhole. They can't do anything. They're just totally, totally inept people. And I say this as someone who has no athleticism whatsoever. I was like, but these people were really struggling. So then Jesse said,
this is me trying to get a basket into a hoop.
Why can't I do anything?
The cycle. So then Jesse is like, so before my dad married my mom, he made her shoot a basketball because he wanted to see, like, before he had kids with her, like, if she had a good jump shot. She's like,
are you asking me to have your babies?
And he's like, no, I'm just saying, I don't know if we can.
Your dad's also a douche, so there's that.
Well, I want someone who like sees me and they're like, that's my girl, and they like go for it, you know, because like I think guys can be like intimidated because like by my exes, you know, or like my lifestyle. You've seen Tiffany, right? We get a lot of free makeup, so that's hard. So I'm gonna have to talk with him.
He's like, this has been so much fun. This has been like amazing. So are we gonna share a room this weekend or what? We're gonna take it slow or are you gonna let me stick it in you? And she's like, he goes, yeah, do you usually move this quick with boys or is it usually slower?
She's like, well, I don't share beds with every single guy that I just met on the first night, but like, I just want to make sure that like we're a thing because I only want to be getting to know each other because like, you know, I don't like gray.
He's like, what does Lindsay have to do with this?
I do have to say, I liked that Lexi kind of said exactly like she set her parameters and her boundaries. I'm going to give her credit for this because she's like, yeah, I want to make sure that there's like one thing like that, this thing that we're only getting to know each other because it just makes it more black and white. Like she's like, yeah, guess what? We're already exclusive because that's how I do it. Like, I don't want to like be talking around to a million different people. If you're into me, then great. Be into me, but don't be into anyone else. I was like, oh. Look at her establishing.
Yeah, I like that too. So I was going off about at the beginning of the episode because he's acting like it's crazy. He's like, oh, well, it feels like I've only known you for a week. Then keep in your fucking pants then. There's your answer. What's so weird about it? It's not as weird as you trying to bang a young girl when, you know, you have nothing going on with her. Why is it so weird for her to not want you to bang half the world? Okay. Go to an STD.
She's like, I'm a hot commodity. I dated a Gerber. I dated a Beckham. You don't even have a last name that's worth anything. So I'm going to date you. But just so you know, I'm not a casual dater and I'm a relationship sex girl. So this is what you need to know about me. And he's like, he's like, do I want to be with a hot girl who's sort of famous or do I want to be able to fuck around?
Yeah, he's like, that's really a tough one to swallow. And she's like, well, but like, we need to go with our gut. And then if it doesn't go out great, it doesn't work out great, then we'll work that out too. I'm like, no, because now you're telling him, okay, let's just do whatever you want. And then once you fuck me over, then I'll deal with that when I come to it. Stick on the other stuff.
Yeah. So now we go.
Oh, no. Kyle's now we get a Jesse. Now we get the Jesse ultimate fuckboy where he goes, yeah, listen, like, it's just going to be a change of pace for me. You know, stick with me, kid. I'm learning because I'm normally not like that. Normally, I just fuck off.
I'm a work in progress.
Doing that whole thing like, well, OK, but when I cheat on you, don't forget that I told you in front of this basketball in a trash can thing that I'm new at this and I would try it for you, but I'm not sure that I can do it. Yeah.
I love, it's always the guys who want to love bomb and lock something down so that way they can have sex, who then simultaneously are like, whoa, it's going too fast. So then we go to Kyle's rooftop DJ party and people are all there and arriving. And Amanda is giving Kyle shit about like his turntable. She's like touching the circle part. She's like, does this actually go wiggy, wiggy, wiggy? Which I believe is a direct Watcher Crappens quote. And then everyone's just showing up and everything. And Kyle is saying how basically last summer when he said he wanted to be a DJ, it was like kind of a drunken thing that just sort of came out, but he's glad he did because now he's taking classes and he's DJing and he's living his best DJ life.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, people think it looks like a midlife crisis, but that's going to be a Ferrari. Yeah, this just makes sense.
So Paige comes and basically everybody's arriving and hugging and all that good stuff. And Carl sees Jesse and he's like,
hey, how are you, my man? All right, look at me. I've got legs, so that's good. Are you in love? Are you in love now? Oh, what's that like? Like, I've been impressed with the vibes that have been displayed. I'm just going to tell you that, my friend.
Oh, and then Wes shows up. He's like, whoa, did I just interrupt good juice? And Jesse's like, no, we're just talking biz over here. So they're talking about Lexi and stuff. And Carl's like, I mean, she's the kind of girl who locked down, obviously. Oh, but like tightly and softly, not hard. Oh.
So they're talking about the date, and Jesse says, yeah, I went on a date, and it was fun. I mean, she's, like, so cute.
Yeah, well, I mean, she's the kind of girl that you, like, lock down. Obviously, am I right?
He goes, yeah, she made that clear.
So then Paige is like, hey, Lexi, I want to hear about your date, because you're so young, it's shocking. And she's like, oh my god, the date was, like, really cute, like, we really vibe, and I'm just, like, really enjoying my time. I'm like, go for it, Lexi Wood! So obviously, I feel like we're probably going too fast, but, and Sierra's like, no, he's a fuckboy, when you see a fuckboy, you need to go and attach yourself as soon as possible.
They're like, no, you're not going too fast at all, you fucking dingbat. Then Lexi's talking to Gabby. She starts, Kyle, Lexi, and Gabby are talking. And Kyle's like, whoa, you got the bump out. It's just a big thing today. Bump out. Hashtag bump out. She's like,
they told me it was like the size of a mango this week. So I just partnered with a mango company. It's pretty good. It's 20K.
The bump is bumping and the mango is mangoing.
So now Lindsay and Jesse are eating a big sandwich. Looks like a giant hot dog almost. I feel like I've got hot dogs on the brain this week. And then Carl's ordering some non-alcoholic. So Carl says, hey, I was going to ask you, Kyle, do you drink during your show or do you keep it soft? And Carl's like, yeah, well, sometimes when my nerves, it's just like, it's so hard to see up there. And I don't want to be like buzzed whatsoever, just purely wasted. So, oh, by the way, Imrul's on his way. Oh, look, here he is. Here comes Imrul.
I love this going by the DJ oath.
You know, DJs, staying sober at all times.
So Imrul comes over and he's talking to everybody in the club. He's like, hey, it's me, Imrul. Hey, everybody, it's me. I'm here. I don't know if you heard the but it happened because I brought a motorcycle here. That's right. I'm a badass with a penis.
He's like, Imrul's like the classic New Yorker. He loves to have a good time. He likes to get, like, you know, it's like Casanova. If, like, Casanova lived in New York City in 2024 and had, like, multiple partners in a given night. God.
So Imrul says hi to everyone. And he's talking about how he's from Brooklyn, but he was born in Bangladesh. And Wes's like, oh, yeah, what's the word to refer to someone who's from Bangladesh? He's like, Bengali. He's like, oh, wow, I love that. He's like, yeah, that's how people know about the country. It's the Bengals. He's like, oh, my God, I just realized that. Bengals, Bengali, wow. Learning all the important things on Summer House.
While we're getting to know each other, I wish Imrul would say, why are you wearing your hat above your head? And why are you struggling so hard to look like a cool 21-year-old? Please let it go. You're uncomfortable to hang out with. Please just let it go.
So Kyle is DJing, and then Bailey and Lexi are taking a shot, and then Jesse and Lindsay are taking a picture together, and people are dancing, people are having fun. So Paige tells Sierra, let's go to the bar. So they go to the bar, and then Paige is like, okay, look at this.
This morning, I received a bit of rage texting from Kyle Cook about my best friend, Hannah, and my boyfriend, Craig. For Craig, he's mad because he signed a deal to do some ad with another drink company. And then Hannah, because she was on a podcast just being Hannah. And then we hear Hannah on a podcast basically being like, or actually we don't hear her. I just, in my mind, I heard her saying like, yeah, I was fired by Kyle because of tennis. But she says that she was fired because Kyle had her fired because she did an ad for a competitor to Loverboy.
No, I'm sorry. That's just not true. You were fired because you were a total monster and the audience hated your ass. So that's why you were fired on your last season. So this is Kyle's rage text to Paige, the whole thing. I got it on Reddit. So thank you, Reddit.
All right.
Honestly, beyond discouraged. With Craig, too. This wouldn't be a topic today if it wasn't for him and about a dozen lies. I can't believe this is where Hannah is at 3 years later. I'm fucking apeshit. First, her telling Alex Cooper I cheated on Amanda right up until our wedding and all the pain we fucking suffered because of that podcast when it was at its peak, which I never fucking confronted her about. Now, or you. I didn't confront you about it either. Now this. You've been with her this entire time and are out there saying you wish you stood up for her season 5, and now this is what you think as well. Hannah had the lowest Q rating, something illegible, the entire work, aka likability. Just ask Dave Kaplan drunk and he'll tell you. Sorry to barrage you. I was just heated in the moment. Can't vent to Amanda because she basically divorced me for potentially hurting your guys' friendship with the Sprit stuff, and I don't understand how lies keep getting told.
Wow. Wow. All right. What do you think?
What do you think? I just talked for 20 minutes.
I mean, yeah, Hannah had a horrific season. People hated Hannah. I don't know. She probably got fired because she was people didn't like her that season. I mean, I could also see Kyle having a tantrum to a producer and be like, either she goes or I go. So
maybe he kind of is the head of the show in that way, or at least he positions himself as the head of the show. I don't know. I think Kyle got fired. I mean, Hannah got fired because no one liked Hannah. I mean, I think that was just, that's how it is. Mm-hmm. And I think she's done a good job in her post-Summer House life of, you know, obviously she's got like 3 million TikTok followers or something, like she's doing fine, but mm-hmm. I think on her Summer House journey was not great and it didn't end great and nobody liked her and that's why she got fired. And I think this text, Kyle is kind of venting to, it feels like he's not yelling at Paige, but he's like venting to her like, oh really, this is what they're gonna do and they're your friends, which I don't think is great either. So I think she has a right to be pissed off.
Oh, Paige definitely does. Yeah. I mean, I don't, like, whatever you feel about it, Kyle going to Paige about Paige's best friend and boyfriend, even though we know that Craig is a liar, like, you just don't do that. She's right. She says Kyle has both their numbers, so he can reach out to them, not go to Paige.
Yeah,
because Kyle is very happy.
Does he get to yell at Kyle for being a DJ? I mean, come on. And everyone's a lot. He's a lot, and he doesn't even own a Spritz company. He's just an ad person for the Spritz company, right?
Also, they're allowed to do things that are not Loverboy, you know? Yeah. I mean, like, how long have we seen Loverboy hawked on this show, for crying out loud? You're still not happy. Yeah. So Paige is like, notice how I didn't say my name in there, but I'm just getting yelled at. Honestly, beyond discouraged with Craig too, blah, 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 blah. I mean, he's like going apeshit. So that's what happened to me today. What about me, Gabe? What about me gave you the impression that you could just text me, talk shit about my best friend and my boyfriend? Like, what the fuck? You have both of their numbers, be an adult. And if you see something on the internet that makes you upset, sit with it for a minute and then text the person that said it. You're trying to put me in the middle of it and it's absolutely insane.
Yeah, and Sierra's like, yeah, and like everyone needs to have allegiance to Kyle. She's like, yeah, when has he ever supported me? I mean, he has never supported one fucking thing I've ever done. I like when she gets more like East Coast accent when she gets mad. She's like, yeah. When have you ever said anything about my book? She had a book? I didn't know she had a book.
I guess so. Sierra's like, yeah, he talks shit about your podcast and he acts like you won't understand anything as a businesswoman. And she's like, I've drank your drink for 7 fucking years. I was like, that was my first thought too. Like, Paige is an influencer and she's sitting there holding this Loverboy. I mean, I would go nuts if I was in a house and every year I had Loverboy forced on me, especially if there are other beverages that I'd rather drink instead. Like, these people have been totally supportive and they're there at his party right there, right at his party. Paige is such a draw. Paige is arguably the biggest star on Summer House right now. And like, it's such a draw that Paige is at Kyle's party and he's still going to go off on her. That's bad business right there.
So she's like, and I keep your wife company while you're up there acting like fucking Diplo, please.
So then it just, I like that when she's saying this, it just cuts to Kyle with his hands in the air going, yeah, yeah. So funny.
All right, well, guess what? It's Friday, so it's time for Lindsay and Danielle to arrive
Speaking
at the Hamptons.
Speaking of Q ratings, here comes Danielle.
I know, right? Danielle, who I feel like has been fired from the show two times, and she keeps coming back. So Danielle's like, can I be annoying and can I touch your bump?
The bump is bumping.
So
actually, I would say you're pop-a-loppin'.
Mm-mm, wrong hashtag, bitch. Okay, hashtag mango. So
they come in and Lindsay's excited that Danielle's here because like we've seen each other through a lot of different phases.
And let's roll the clip. There was a phase when we would party, and then there was a phase when we'd be in bed texting, and then there was a phase when we made bagel bites in the microwave together. So it's like a lot of phases.
And then Danielle tells us, she goes, the break has been nice for a lot of reasons. I'm like, break? You've only had 1 week off since last season. You weren't on. What are you talking about? The break? It's the second week. It's the second weekend of the show.
He's like, yeah, well, with that week, I really focused on myself. And like, you know, I miss the house, though, which is so crazy. It's not like so crazy. Like, I really miss the house. Yeah, you miss your tether to fame. So, yeah.
But it's like, you haven't been gone for 6 years. It's literally been only one weekend of shooting that you missed. That's it. You were at the reunion last season. So she's like,
yeah. You even have the same haircut. You didn't even get a new haircut.
And then she's like, wow, it looks the same. It's weird being here. It's like, Danielle, I'm going to shake you. Stop acting so nostalgic, okay? You're on the same schedule as you were last year.
And Danielle's like, wait, why is there a painting of a mango on the... Is that a mango?
She's like, and that's my baby, baby mango. So, yeah, we're, like, hashtagging it. And, like, Carl wasn't here. Don't worry.
And Danielle's cracking up. She's like, I've been on the Lindsay roller coaster for, like, so long. And this is, like, the top of it. So she's in the same house with Carl and she's pregnant. Nobody will impregnate me. Nobody.
So, Danielle, I need your help. I'm going to do a gender reveal scavenger hunt tonight. Nobody in the world knows the gender yet because no one cares except for my family and me and my baby daddy.
And Danielle goes, so are we doing another sponsored post with that?
She goes, trust me, if I could find a way to work that in, I totally would have.
She's like, don't
I'm not even gonna have the baby sponsor. In public. If I found a way to have a scavenger on, I would hide the baby somewhere and let somebody find it.
What's this picture of a mango driving down a country road?
Oh, I got my sonogram sponsored by AutoZone.
Oh, okay. So
is that a baby getting an oil change?
Yes, you ever run with it?
So
why is that Sierra, baby breastfeeding from a dipstick?
It's called making a living, Danielle.
Wait a second. Did you just tape your ultrasound on top of the Michelin baby?
Yes, I did. It's a vision board. Well, when everyone finds out the gender, everyone's going to find out the gender, but they're going to have to wear that color option to the dinner.
Oh, for fuck's sake. So now we have to wear two different, we have to bring two different colors of outfits to wear to your fucking party. Lindsay, come on, man. It's a pain in the ass enough that you're pregnant during a summer house without making it all about your fucking pregnancy. I can't.
Like the fact that it's both a scavenger hunt and a color coded dinner. I would just quit the show. I'm like, sorry, I'm going back to Manhattan. I'm done here. Maybe Bailey had it all figured out. So then Sierra arrives and Danielle goes, hello, there's a stranger in your house. You saw her 2 months ago. So then
I like that, that Sierra has the most realistic reaction to Danielle. She goes, oh, hey, so what's up?
I know.
Did you go out with that big like room? I mean, tell me all about it, Sierra.
And Sierra's like, yeah, it was me, Carl, Emerald, Gabby, Bailey, Lexi, and Wes, and we went out. And Danielle's like, oh my god, I only know like half the names. This is like going back to my high school again.
So we see that the group went to happy hour, and and had a fun time. And then Danielle is like, so how was it with West across the table? Am I right, girlfriend? She's like, well, we had a distraction, which was Imrul. So Imrul was sharing that he couldn't join us last weekend because he was at a play party. And Danielle's like, oh, so like everyone brings their kids like a bouncy house, or do they like, or do they like all perform like Ibsen and like O'Neill? Like, no, it's not that kind of play party. It's for adults, like Triple X.
And so we cut to Emerald telling everyone, yeah, like I walked in and right when I got in there, there was a sex swing. So yeah, pretty much did. And they're like shocked. And then Sierra's like, yeah, so that's our intro, play parties. So, and then somebody asked him how many times he came. And we see a flashback of Wes being like, so do you come? Did you get in trouble? Was anyone being mean to you? Were there women like being mean to you and ruining your fun? Like, what was that like?
And are there other animals from Bangladesh that we might know about? And he's like, yeah, I didn't come at all. So Lindsay's like, I don't even want to know about this. I'm like, well, between the gender reveal and Imrul's like sex club adventures, we have a lot of great content on the table for us coming
up. It's a sperm heavy episode, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But how did he not come? He had sex with three different people and didn't come. Was he like doing that on purpose? Or was he like Woody Harrelsoning it?
Tantra,
where you just like
tantra.
Never come?
I don't know. It's interesting. But you know who does come? He does come right now. Imrul, he shows up at the house. He shows up on a motorcycle. And I'm like, how does this work? Because where are your bags? You don't have any bags. You're just on a motorcycle. How are you doing this?
Oh, yeah, staying the weekend. That's a good point. Yeah. And it's also a really long motorcycle trip. I mean,
yeah.
You can do
it. Although Luke used to do it. I never questioned where Luke's bags were, but I just assumed Luke would just wear the same lumberjack clothes all weekend.
Yeah. Or like you take your bags to someone else's car to bring them, but then you take the motorcycle or something to say,
cool. I think that it must be that. Yeah.
Okay. So he comes in and we find out that he's like, well, I was going to be here last week, but I had my hands tied. Oh, literally.
I'm over this guy. So he tells us that he grew up in a Muslim household and everything was taboo. You couldn't eat pork. You had to pray five times a day. You can't have sex before marriage. And he's like, I don't want to say I was trapped, but just kind of limited by circumstance. And then eventually when I started having a better sense of my own self, I realized I want to go to sex parties and I don't like this rigidity unless it's in my dick. So I've come the other way now. Well, when I do come.
It was
it's me embracing it.
It was hard to loosen up at first after my upbringing, but God, sitting in a sex swing for a night really changed that. So we're gonna tell you. Loose as a goose, ready to party, guys. So then Paige and Lexi and West are coming, and they're talking about their week and stuff, and Paige got a cat. She's like, I got a cat. And they're like, oh my God, that is like so cute. And she's like, yeah, I did it because my girlfriends have a cat. And they were like, you have to get a cat. And I was like, oh my God, I have to get a cat. And so I got a cat. It's like, she's like the cutest thing I've ever seen, like literally in my life. I love her so much that I immediately left her for 3 days. That was fun.
I love when Lexi goes, what did you name it? She goes, Daphne. Like, of course she named her cat Daphne. It's like the most Paige name of a cat. I just chuckled when she said that.
The exasperated housekeeper on Frasier.
So,
but also, how do you get a kitten and then just leave it? Who'd she leave?
I know. I was a little surprised. Like, you just got the cat.
Listen, I think if Lindsay can bring babiness in here, you can bring a cat in here. Bring it on. Bring the cat.
I would like a cat. Well, I don't know. That cat could get loose and I don't know. Maybe a kitten is not the best place.
I'm sorry, this is a recap and not really time for my own trauma, but who cares? If you don't want to listen to my trauma, fast forward 3 minutes. Do you know what happened last night? Okay, so the leaf blower was over blowing shit around and he left the gate open and I didn't know because I don't see the gate and it's on the side of the house and Bueller got out and I went out there and I could not find him. So I was like, well, maybe he's just taking his time. So I chilled out and then I went out and he still wasn't there. So I went out and I got the flashlight and I'm looking around. Bueller's not there. I'm like, okay, I need to look at his air tag. So I pushed the air tag thing and it's like, can't find the air tag, which is weird. And it said battery ran out of the air tag. So I was like, God damn it. So I'm looking all over. I'm walking the street and I'm screaming for Bueller, freaking out because this is Texas. You know, I'm kind of in the country. There's some, you hear coyotes howling and all sorts of shit. I was like, poor Bueller. Yeah. I come home and Bueller's sitting at the front door looking in. All he wanted to do was come through a different door.
That's so poetic.
He didn't even care about running away. He's just like, I wonder what it's like to come in this other door. I'm going to come in this other door.
That's exactly what Imrul said at his party.
I've never freaked out like that. My poor Bueller. You're back.
I'm glad Bueller is safe and sound.
Yeah, he's back.
It's very
scary. I felt my stomach drop out of my pooper. Okay, so she got a cat. And they're like, yeah, hashtag cat moms. So let's talk about your date now. She's like, my parents, Jesse met my parents this week. It was like so funny because like, it was like last minute and they like came into town. So like he came to meet them. And Paige is like, so are you going to get married in Canada? What are you doing?
Do you have to actually wear a Canadian tuxedo to a Canadian wedding? I've just always been curious about this. Can I bring my cat? So, so Jesse was like, yeah, they love me. And because, of course, you know, he's probably so good with parents. And Danielle is like, so did you clear the entire roster? Did the text messages have to go on? By the way, I have to say, these walls, have there always been this many walls in the kitchen? It's just been so long since I've been here.
Where even am I? I'm sorry, are you speaking English? I can't even understand what you're saying. Are we talking differently now in the house? Where am I? So they're talking about meeting the parents with Jesse. And he's like, oh, God. Like, I just, like, have to tell the story now. She goes, I'm like, dying to know how it went. Okay, well, on my way, I was like, how the fuck did I get here? Because, like, weeks ago, I was just, like, single dating. And now I'm about to meet this girl's parents. And then I show up and Bozo the Clown is fucking there. I mean, it turned out to be her sister, but that was scary.
So then he's talking about how Amanda's like, but by the way, a lot of people are waiting for you to comment on my most recent post, because Jesse, his thing is that he comments like really like flirts hard on his lady friend's Instagrams. And he's like, yeah, like I'm the type of guy that likes to gas up his girlfriend. Like Amanda posts a picture, she deserves some love. So I tell her how hot she is on her photo. And I do the same for Ciara. And we see like everything is like, you look so fucking hot, I want to bone you. Like that's what all the comments are like. And Lexi's basically like, yeah, if you're into me, you can't do that. So you have to say things like, your dress looks cute, but you can't be like, you're so fucking hot, I want to do you.
Yeah. She's like, instead of saying that, maybe you say, the dress is beautiful. And I was like, I don't know about this. It's like really hard. She can't even shoot a basket. So
So
they're all talking about how much he changes or how much he's already changed with Lexi. So then Lexi comes and she sees him and she's like, hi. Does that thing where she holds him like from around the neck and then looks like deeply into his eyes for a kiss. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh no. Wrong Danielle's tree. Like, wrong tree. Find another tree to bark up, ma'am.
Danielle's like, hi, you don't know me, Lexi. I'm Danielle. And she's like, oh my God. Hi. You know, I am so grateful for the work that you do around here. The bushes look wonderful. Thank you for all your landscaping. She's like, no, I used to live here. Oh, okay. That's great.
And Paige brings Lindsay pink flowers. And she's like, oh, it's for your gender reveal. I'm team pink because you nauseate me and I take Pepto. Just kidding. It's for a girl.
Yeah. So the chef arrives. And they clear out so the chef can cook and everything. And Jesse and Lexi are like hugging and kissing. And he asks about her parents because because they're in town. And he's like, so how was it? She's like, it was amazing. We actually had like such a good time. And my mom reassured me my ass is not smaller after all, despite doing all the steps.
So Ciara watches Paige take her luggage up. She's like, you're independent. I'm not. Emerald, take my luggage up. He's like, okay, yeah, full service over here. Oh, wait, hold on. Made it to the top of the stairs. I have an announcement. Did not come. Okay, let's do this.
So Wes is asking if Kyle is here. And Amanda says that Kyle had to drive over from New Hampshire because he had an event there. And meanwhile, Ciara and Paige are talking, and Sierra's like, when am I going to grow out of crop tops? Never. By the way, have you spoken to Kyle yet? So Paige is like, well, after his event, he just goes, hey, sorry about all those texts earlier. And I was like, all right. I mean, I said nothing because I'm not going to like say something at his event and like be like, it just was weird. I mean, I have a cat now.
I'm a cat mom to Daphne. I have to set a good example. So then a couple days go by and he's like, does this whole Page Six exclusive about Hannah. And he lied through his fucking teeth in the article. And he goes, I don't know what Hannah's talking about. And I didn't get her fired. And I don't have that much power. Okay. And you wouldn't make up with her at the reunion. So we all know what that means. It's not even about Hannah. Cause it's like, you two are never going to have a friendship anyway. You both have different experiences, but like, how are you going to just like watch history repeat itself? Like Craig doesn't want to be your friend. Like point blank. Period. He feels uncomfortable even coming to the house. And you went on national television in articles calling him a liar about his business. Whew, that was a really long one. Sorry, I'm exhausted. I'm going to sleep in bed the whole weekend.
Yeah, she goes off and on and on and on and on. And she's like, yeah, it's like when your dad like gets mad at you for doing like bad things, but your friends were the ones that did it. And I'm like, Dad, I don't smoke weed. Huh? So she's had it with fucking Kyle, you know, and she's like, and now I've gotten to a point where you fucked with my best friend and now you're fucking with my boyfriend. Like, you think you can disrespect me? You think you can text me anything you want? Like, fuck you. Like, you're lucky I don't buy your lover boy and fucking sell it. Okay. All right, bitch. So I'll probably say all of that at Lindsay's gender reveal dinner. And I'm like, yes, Jersey housewife coming out the second she gets pissed. So then we get Kyle walking into the house like, hey, everybody, I just DJ'd. And she's like, I'm going to kill him.
So yeah, it's going to be great. She's going to eviscerate him next week. Looking forward to it.
Fun times. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for being here for another episode of Watch What Crappens. Get tickets for our live shows over at watchwhatcrappens.com. Traders recaps and videos over at Patreon. And we will talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Catherine DiBernardo has our hardo.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
Dana C. Dana Do.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. Jamie, she has no last namey.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Hava Nagila Weber.
We could all learn from Jennifer Kearns.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Knock, knock, knocking on Katie Manock's door.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's got a leg up, it's Beth Ani.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
It's our queen, it's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Know your worth with Jason Kurth.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.